Hello, and Happy New Year to everyone. Sorry, it's been a minute since I've been here. I've been having a lot going on, and every time I try to record my talk, I was having difficulty with my equipment, and if a lot of you all know that Mercury is in retrograde at this time in Capricorn, and that is in my sign. So I've been suffering with a lot of headaches, difficult talking and everything. But I'm going to try to get this through this so I can be able to get it posted. It will be coming out the day after retrograde on the 18th. So again, Happy New Year to everyone, and I really do appreciate you guys listening to my podcast and everything. And I am now accepting subscribers, so that will be in the description also. How much it is, you know, to become a subscriber, because some of my podcasts will be only for subscribers. It'll probably be broken down into two pieces. My talks, the first part would be, you know, that, you know, everyone can, you know, get what I'm saying, and the second part of the talk will be for subscribers only. Okay, well, today, my talk is about the lupus symptoms in women, the early signs, you know, of the symptom. You know, we all, you know, go through a lot of different things in life and everything. But, we know, if we do not know, you know, lupus, if you do not know, lupus is a autoimmune disease. And I've been suffering with it ever since 2004. It attacks, you know, your organs, your cells, even as messes with your skin and joints and heart, liver, blood, kidneys. No, and also with your brain. And I have talked about, you know, some of these before. But it can be difficult, you know, trying to, you know, focus, you know, when a lot of people don't understand that, that different viruses that, you know, and health cells, it automatically attacks your healthy cells, you know, just, you know, foreign germs and stuff like that. You know, if you travel out of the country, I had never pretty much traveled out of the country. So, you know, with this lupus, I don't know where it came from. I have checked my family history, you know, and there's no one in my family that had lupus or anything like that. But it can really, you know, messes up, you know, with your body, you know, inflammation, pain, the swelling. You know, lupus symptoms are very severe, and they are real. A lot of people don't understand how serious lupus is. Lupus is something that you should not take for granted. I know I do not, you know, because when I first got diagnosed, I had never heard of lupus. And when they was telling me that, you know, over the years that, you know, it would get worse. And so far, I have end up having colon cancer. I also have contracted osteoporosis along with the rheumatoid arthritis. So, you know, I know that, you know, that this disease, it is crippling, you know, to your body, your organs, to your, you know, mentally and physically, you know. And with me, I went through a rough period, you know, when I first got diagnosed, and then I had to, you know, just think about, you know, why is I'm going through this, you know, stop, you know, wondering why is this happening to me. I had to rethink on why I'm going through this. It's a lesson to learn, a lesson that I've been living ever since 2004, and it have not been easy. I have had my, you know, good days, my bad days. I have had ups and downs in life, journeys and everything, you know. And it's really hard, you know, to get people to understand you, because a lot of people look at you and they'll probably say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, you know, you look healthy, you know. It doesn't mean that a lot of times that your illness have to show on the outside. I tell people all the time, my illness attacking me from the inside out. It's beginning to start showing it on the outside, but it's not as severe as most patients and people that go that have lupus. A lot of people that have lupus, their lupus attack them from the outside inward. Mine's is attacking me from the inside outward. So, you know, I understand, you know, other people that are going through other illness, not just lupus, any illness that they're going through. Because if you don't have that understanding and support to be able to get through what you're going through, you won't make it. Because a lot of people gives up, you know, and once you give up, your body really attacks you. And that's something that you really don't want to happen if you can help it. You know, I always say that try to talk to your doctors first, and if, you know, and see if they helped you get set up with a therapist, someone that you can talk to, you know, or talk to your priest or bishop, who, you know, pastor. You know, if, you know, if you're a church going person, talk to someone, you know, talk to someone that you can feel that, you know, that's a close friend or family member that understands you and knows you and wants to be there to support you. Because you have to have that support group in your life to be able to make it through these difficult times that you're going through and the times ahead. It's just like I got a phone call a couple of days ago. That my insurance company has set up with this company to call and wanted to know, you know, is there anything they could do to help me, you know, like get stuff in place, you know, like living wills, power attorney, or living facility, you know, home. And I'm like, you know, I appreciate all that, but in 2004, I put all that in place when my kids was younger, because I did not know at the time, was I going to be around to see them grow up to be adults, anything. But I put a living will and power attorney in place. And my sister that passed away in 2020, she was also on that power attorney because my kids was younger. And after my sister passed away, I redid my power attorney and my living will. So my children are adults now. My son will be 35 next month, and my daughter is 31. So they are able enough to make those decisions now for me. That's why I say, you know, I explained to Lake, I have all that in place. And it's good to have those things in place so that, you know, when you're not here or when you're not able to speak for yourself, it's already there. You got someone competent enough to do these things for you. My kids know exactly what I want and how I want it to be done, so they can carry out my wishes for me. And I tell everybody, make sure you get these things in place, you know, because I don't want things to be to the point where you don't know what they don't know. Your family don't know what you want or how you want it done, you know, and it's best to let them know these things, you know, than having them to have to guess about those things. And it's, you know, it's always good to have those extra things in place. You know, and we always in pain, you know, the pain gets so painful at times, you know, because, you know, every day, you know, I go through a different struggle of life, you know, trying to get through life. Like the new year was coming in, I was having so much pain with my neck and everything. And then, my blood pressure dropped really low. The oxygen in my blood, where my fingers, had turned so purple and blue and cold, where I couldn't even put the little thing on to, you know, get a reading of how much oxygen level was in my blood. That was happening on New Year's Eve. And my daughter said, well, come on, I'm going to take you to the urgent care. I'm like, no, I do not want to bring the new year in the hospital or no urgent care. We're going to figure out something else. I got my heating pad. I had her to heat up my wax. She went to the store and got a pillow to elevate my feet. She bought me some compression socks. And that's what we done on New Year's Eve. And New Year's Day came in. I was feeling a lot better, because I was determined to be home and bring the New Year in at home like I always do. I never go out and celebrate New Year's, because I'd rather be at home in comfort of my home where I know I am safe. And I've been sleeping with my legs elevated, so I haven't had that problem with my the low oxygen level in my blood since then. And Saturday, my daughter was at work, and that Wednesday I had physical therapy here at home. The therapist came in, did physical therapy, worked on my right shoulder and neck area. And that Thursday morning I woke up, I was in so much pain, although I did take a pain pill before he started physical therapy. But when I woke up Thursday morning, I was in so much pain. Before my daughter went to work, I had her to give me my pain meds, to put a lidocaine patch on, and she went off to work. So that Thursday, she came home. She asked me, she said, how you feeling? I said, I'm feeling a little better. That Friday, this was just this past week here, this weekend, that Friday, it was getting back to the same way of stiffening up to the point. So I did the same routine, took my pain meds, put the lidocaine patch on, and just laid down and relaxed. And she got to go to work Saturday morning. She came in, she said, you okay? I'm like, yeah. She said, well, can you get up? Because she likes to make sure I'm up and moving before she go to work and everything. So I like, yeah, give me a few minutes. I'm a little stiff this morning. That was Saturday morning. So I got up and
walked her to the door,
and she had made me some hot tea, and she had it sitting on the counter. She said, "Well, I made you some tea," and she said, "Sit here at the table." She said, "When I get to work, I'm gonna call you." So I like, okay. So she went and got my phone, set it up and everything in front of me, and put it on the tripod and set it on the table. So I was sitting in the dining room, and she called. We did a video chat and everything. She said, "So how you feeling?" I said, "My neck's still hurting." I said, "But right now I got like a ringing in my ear, but I'm finna go back and lay down. I finished the tea." She like, okay. She said, "But if you need me, call me." I like, okay. So I think it was about 10:30. I went to go try to get up to go to the bathroom. I couldn't even turn my neck. Luckily, I had my phone laying next to me, and I speak into my phone when I'm not able to dial numbers, and I just say, "Call Crystal Job." And I had the phone on speaker, and the lady picked up. I said, "This is Crystal Mom. I need her ASAP. Can you let her know?" They like, "Yes, we will let her know." Within 5-10 minutes, my daughter was home. And she came in. She like, "What's wrong?" I said, "I needs to go to urgent care." And she took me to urgent care. And as soon as I got to the urgent care, they took me in, got the doctor and them seen me coming in. I couldn't even hold my head up. It was just like leaning over to the right side. My head was touching my shoulder. That's how bad I couldn't even move my head. And they came in, and the doctor said, "Okay, I'm going to send and get a CT scan done to make sure that you not had an aneurysm." And he said, "I'm going to give you some pain meds, and hopefully, you know, help try to get your neck to the muscle to retract, because the muscle in my neck had tracked it so bad to my neck was locked in one position, and that was touching my right shoulder." So I was at the urgent care. I think we got there about 11:30. I leave the urgent care until about 5. They wouldn't let me go home until I was able to move my neck, you know, cause, you know, the doctor, like, he said, "I don't want to, you know, admit you." He said, "I'm going to give you just pain meds, you know, and try to help to get you, but you can be able to go home." So I was able to come home, and they sent in the prescription of pain meds. My daughter went and picked them up and everything. So I've been feeling a lot better. I was still kind of droggy from the shot they gave me, so I wasn't able to go to church yesterday. And my bishop came by, and he wanted to know, was everything okay? And I told him, you know, what had happened. So he gave me a blessing. And this morning I woke up, and I, you know, like I said, it's been really hard for me to get these videos and these podcast done. I have not even been able to do my YouTube videos or TikTok videos because I have not been having the energy or able to. But, you know, like I said, it's just, I notice when my symptoms flare up, like my lupus have flared up. This time I have my gums are so swollen that it's swollen over my teeth that's in the back of my mouth. That's how swollen my gum is. You know, I can't even see my teeth in the back. So I've been eating a lot of soft food to try to help get that down. I went to see my rheumatologist on Thursday. I mentioned all that to him, and this man, it was like, it went over his head. I don't think he was like, "So when the last time did we, I just need to get some blood work done. Okay, what are we going to do about the issue?" And I've mentioned to him about my neck issue too. So as of today, I am looking for a new rheumatologist, because I'm in your office telling you that I'm having difficult problems, and you're not even addressing those. When I first start coming to you, you address, you know, the issues. Now you just like, I'm another person just for money. But let's get on into this. That's what's been going on with me. That's why I said lupus is not nothing to ignore. You know, you most common, very common, it's the skin rash that a lot of people go through. You get the oral and nasal lesion. I mostly get mine in my mouth. That's what I'm going through now. The joint inflammation, I get that both in my hands, my feet, and my ankles, and now in my neck. Photosensitive, I am very sensitive to the sunlight, exposure, bright lights. You know, another one is that you have fevers and headaches. That I've been suffering with a lot lately is the headaches, the chest pains. It's like when my lungs get inflamed. That's how I know that I'm coming down with pneumonia, because it hurts to breathe, it hurts to talk. You know, that's how I know I'm having difficult with my lungs, you know, because I do have pulmonary fibrosis, and I am very easily to get pneumonia. And with the weather, you know, switching back and forth, excuse me, with the hot 1 minute, excuse me, cold the next, I definitely end up with pneumonia. So I've been blessed so far. I haven't caught pneumonia this year yet. And I'm thankful that I am praying that I don't get it. And, you know, some people lose hair. You know, they hair. That's, you know, come from, you know, you're not getting, the body is not getting enough blood cells, blood to, you know, your hair cells and stuff. And your hair stop growing. And it start, you know, falling out. You get the blue fingers, the tingling, the numbness. That means you're getting less oxygen to the blood, you know. And then some people, where theirs is different, they fingers heat up and, you know, tingle and you know, and throb and stuff like that. But mine's, it get cold. But they throb while they're cold. Also, you know, then you can get fatigue, you know, and that's draining, exhausting. It messes with your sleep pattern. The fatigue does, you know, a lot of people have kidney problems. That's when you have a lot of toxin built up, you know, in your kidney and stuff. You have gastro problems. That's why I said I end up diagnosed with colon cancer, you know, because a lot of those things, you know, it happens. You know, you can end up, you know, having mild heartburn, upset stomach, you know. All this has a lot to do with the lupus, you know. And those, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you go to the doctor and explaining that to them, but if you're constantly having these problems, maybe, you know, you need to ask them, is there any way that you can run some tests and find out, is there anything else going on with my body that I need to know about, you know, like that. Then, you know, a lot of people have thyroid issues, they weight changes. Also, do you get the dry mouth and dry eyes? You become anemic, you know, with low red blood cells. I am partial anemic on that part also. The dizziness and fainting, I don't have that, but you can get that also. And you can end up with like unexplainable mood swings, depression. You know, a lot of people, you know, don't understand a lot of those things. You know, it's not just because you're in a bad mood. It's your illness. It's affecting you. and you don't know. Don't know. A lot of people get seizures from that, you know, with the shorter breath and everything. Also, memory loss, blood clogs. You know, you end up with eye disease and all those different things. You know, those are some of the symptoms that you can look out for, you know, if you're going through these symptoms constantly. You know, ask your doctor, you know, to test you, you know. It's just a blood work test they can do to find out if you have lupus. You know, don't always just put off that, oh, no, this is what you got. This is what's going on. You know, you got it. But it have to be a reason behind why is this constantly happening. You know, because, like I said, when I first got diagnosed, I went to the doctor. He gonna tell me I just had carpal tunnel and wear the braces, but my hands and knees, and I was constantly falling. I wanted to know why, what is the reason behind this? And I took the initiative to go get a second opinion. And that's when I found out that I had these autoimmune diseases. And, you know, that's my main thing, is just to try to get people to understand, pay attention to your body. You know, don't take your life for granted. Don't, you know, and don't let these doctors out here tell you it's all in your head. You know, yes, you went to medical school, but frankly, you don't know my body. I'm the one living through this. And that's something I constantly have to remind a lot of doctors. I'm the one living with these diseases. So you can't tell me that it's in my head, you know, because I'm the one suffering with this. But, you know, again, I apologize that it's taken so long to get, you know, this podcast out to you guys. But it, I will be putting it up, releasing it on the 18th. And that's when Mercury go direct. And if you follow the zodiac signs and, you know, astrology, you know what I'm talking about. And that has a lot to do with your energy that you're going through. And I have been following the stars and astrology ever since I was a little girl. And I love it. And I try to stay on a path, you know, and keep a positive attitude. I try to keep love in my life, in my heart, in my soul, and love towards other people, no matter how bad they're treating me, whatever. I still send love towards them and release love with them. I release a lot of things. And when I release a lot of things in my life, I release it with love and keep it moving. And again, like I said, if you want to subscribe, be a subscribe member, you will find it in the description. And like I said, a lot of my talks going to be half, and then the other half going to be just for members only. And again, Happy New Year's. And quickly, I want to say that I did get an appointment with the neurosurgeon, but it's not until February the 8th. So I will let you guys know what happened with that when I actually go to see him. And again, thank you all for being here with me on this journey. And namaste.